Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We had a real toad choker here on the ranch this week. 2.5 inches of rain on Thursday afternoon. I was just getting bales moved off the newly seeded alfalfa when it started. The rain came fairly hard and most of it ran. We've not had the dams up full for 10 years. One of the two dams on the ranch that had not gone dry over the last 10 years still has some bullheads in it. After the boys and I had ridden out to check cows, we decided to go look at the bullhead pond in the Terrace Hill pasture. I'd recently done a little work repairing a terrace, and I wanted to see if my dirt work had weathered the storm. The work I'd done had held up, and all the water had made it to the dam and was coming out the overflow. We rode down to take a look at the water line and the new tank that had been set below the dam. I'm definitely going to have to move a lot of dirt to get the trench and the water line filled back in. As we were watching the water rush into the trench, the boys noticed bullheads that were flopping around in the grass. Apparently they were tired of being where they were at and had literally decided to move on to greener pastures, which is not a great deal if you're a fish. Wyatt, Zane, and Caleb gathered up around 40 bullheads and stocked some of our recently set stock tanks. One of our teen neighbors, Ben, had come up to get in on the excitement. In the process of the fish hunting, he got to kill his first rattlesnake. That is the 7th snake the boys have gotten in that quarter of a section this summer. The days of my youngest son, Caleb, riding along with me in the saddle are now past. Thanks in large part to the encouragement of his brother Zane, he has been riding on his own this past week as we go out to heat check and sort cows. We are working in the roughest pasture that we have on the ranch, but Caleb is a real quick study and is doing great. He has learned that he might want to choose his location a little more carefully before he takes on his brothers in a game of horseback shadow tag. As I was bringing in the sheep after the rain, I found an old harness buckle that still had a piece of leather in the end. It had to have been laying there for at least 70 years. It brought to mind this poem that I call Where the New Nails Grow. There is nothing I like better than a good slow soaking rain. One crop that it brings up which I cannot explain. When I head out to saddle, seems it seldom fails. Laying there on top the ground is another crop of nails. They sprout in places I don't recall a building ever standing. After a rain in any season, fall weaning or spring branding, where do these rusty relics come from? Scattered hither to yon, logic says they are remains of a past not that long gone. But logic is often overrated in the theory that I'm sowing. My ranch don't raise a lot of grass. It's rusty nails that were growing. They are all bent and battered, of no use I know. I would love to have the ranch where the new nails grow. Maybe it's more like a farm where they sprout in shiny row. How they would glisten in the dew at sun's first morning glow. Is the harvest done to match the penny? Or are things that well planned? Will your field grow to railroad spikes if you get a thinner stand? Do you wreck the tires on the swather if you drive over the crop? Will horseshoe nails grow further west? My questions just won't stop. Timing would be important. This might come as a jolt. You need to clip your nails early 'cause you don't want them to bolt. There are many complications when a nail crop you're raising. I know from my experience that they are no good for grazing. For when they are ingested, they follow their own path. A trait that does not work well on a mother cow's behalf. As I ponder diversification, it might not be that great. My land is geared for grazing, raising nails would be my fate. The rain might come at the wrong time and a loss I'm realizing. 2,000 acres hit by rust, 'cause I was too slow galvanizing. Let's forget about raising nails. This is straining on my brain. I will hand-pick the ones I find and be thankful for the rain. Thanks for riding along this morning on Homegrown. We certainly are thankful for the rain and hope that things are going well on your ranch. Please join us next time for another edition. Happy trails!